Hello and welcome to Press City's Top 5. It's good to have you with us. The biggest donor to the U.S. Republican Party, Sheldon Adelson, says America should begin negotiations with Iran only after nuking it.
What are we going to negotiate about? What I would say is, listen, you see that desert out there? I want to show you something. You pick up your cell phone, even at traveling rates. You pick up your cell phone. And what are they called?
Roaming charges.
Roaming charges. You pick up your cell phone and you call somewhere in Nebraska and you say, okay, let it go. So there's an atomic weapon goes over ballistic missiles in the middle of the desert that doesn't hurt a soul. Maybe a couple of rattlesnakes and scorpions or whatever. And then you say, see, the next one is in the middle of terrorism. So we mean business. You want to be wiped out? Go ahead and take a tough position and continue with your nuclear development.
Adelson made the comments at Yeshiva University in New York, in which he criticized Washington's recent diplomatic outreach to Tehran. The gambling mogul donated nearly $100 million to Republicans last year. He's seen as an influential figure in devising U.S. policies in favor of Israel. The 80-year-old is also a powerful figure inside Israel. He owns a Tel Aviv newspaper that frequently magnifies warnings from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Iran would pose an existential threat to Israel. Let's talk with investigative journalist Gareth Porter about this. Gareth Porter, we're looking at this gentleman, Adelson, of which he was a staunch supporter of Mitt Romney in terms of the elections that happened in the United States. Doesn't this stance and these types of statements do more harm towards the case of Israel against Iran than what he thinks as something that's just almost illogical in terms of what he has said?
Well, absolutely. This is an extremely, it should be, an embarrassment to the Republican Party, to those candidates, including Newt Gingrich, as well as Romney, who were getting money from Adelson. And by the way, you didn't mention the fact that Adelson has also been Benjamin Netanyahu's primary donor over the years as well. It should be an embarrassment to all these people who've gotten money from him. The question is, where is the questioning of those people who have gotten money from Adelson by the news media? Why is this not a continuing story? It should be definitely something that is given a great deal of scrutiny in terms of why people in prominent positions in both Israel, in most prominent positions in Israeli and American politics, have consorted with somebody who displays this kind of not only lack of moral sensitivity, but simply the most obvious kind of stupidity in making remarks like that.
And saying nuking Iran as something that I'm not too sure is just an exaggeration, or did he mean it or not, but also shows the mentality that perhaps in a certain way extends to Israel itself. The Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that he would go it alone were the Iranian nuclear program not resolved the way he thinks it should be resolved. Is it possible to think of it that way also?
Well, I think that this should not be taken seriously as a policy proposal. I don't believe for a moment that it has been considered by Israel as a policy. Were it to be considered by anyone in Israeli politics, the Israeli military would immediately veto it, and I don't think that it would be possible for it to have any life. I think it's really simply an indication of the kind of very loose talk that passes for serious discussion in places that should know better. And again, I think that this should be causing a great deal of pain in American political establishment, particularly in the Republican part of the establishment. But I'm afraid the reality is that this is the kind of thing that people in the news media tend to not follow up on, because I think it's simply not regarded as their job to do that kind of follow up.
Thank you very much for that. Gareth Porter, investigative journalist there from Washington. Thank you.